Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for May 21st, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So after an off year in 2020, it sure seems like Google is coming back to truly flagship smartphones this year with a bang. Today, some of the first credible renders of the alleged Pixel 6 Pro and Pixel 6 have emerged from a trusted source and reveal a much larger size of that Pro model too. OnLeaks, who has an excellent track record for smartphone leaks, especially with the Pixel, posted a collection of renders of the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. These renders reiterate that previous design that was touted online, which is a massive departure for the previous Google Pixel designs. The back of the phone has a camera array that goes across the entire width of the design, with an accent color above the camera and a Google logo centered at the bottom. What's especially notable about this leak is that it gives us an insight into the size of Google's next phone lineups. After offering only smaller devices in 2020, the Pixel 6 Pro represents a splash into the big phone market with a 6.67 inch display, the biggest size ever on a Pixel phone, if it turns out to be true. That said, the dimensions of the device means it's a considerable increase over the Pixel 4a 5G, which is the company's largest phone currently. The notable here, though, is that the smaller Pixel 6 device will still be a fairly large handset with a 6.4 inch screen. It will measure roughly at around 1.58 millimeters by 74 by 9 millimeters, including a 12 millimeter rear camera bump, which is a sizable leap over the current Pixel 5, which is exceptionally smaller by comparison. Unlike the proposed Pixel 6 Pro, the renders suggest that the standard Pixel 6 will also come with a flat display rather than a curved panel. Both devices are expected to use an in-display fingerprint sensor, which also implies the use of OLED displays, something that would be an on-pattern trend for Google. As we first reported and is now confirmed by these leaks, the punch-hole selfie camera will be centered at the top of the display too. Stereo speakers are also mentioned in the report. There are some differences in the camera department, as the Pixel 6 looks as though it will include just two rear cameras, while the Pixel 6 Pro will include three rear lenses, a highlight being the possible or potential inclusion of a periscope zoom lens. It's worth noting that none of these details though have been confirmed at this stage. Although recent weeks have unearthed a lot more about the late 2020 made by Google phone series, there was still a lot that we don't know about this upcoming duo. However, we're fairly sure that both devices are still set to utilize Google's in-house Whitechapel chipset. That said, let the hype train roll out of the station. There are many ways to enter emoji and other expressive media, with most messaging apps offering their own experience. Google Messages, though, is now redesigning its emoji and GIF picker while simplifying entry. Google's Messages app today has three ways to insert content other than text. In the messaging field next to the send button, there's a smiley face. This currently brings up a standard emoji picker. In the redesign, this is joined by tabs for GIFs and stickers, as well as a prominent search field at the top. As part of this, Google has removed the GIFs and stickers from the plus at the very left. That menu is now shorter, and thus you don't have to scroll to access location, contact, and file sharing. Meanwhile, a small tweak to Assistant here sees Google make use of custom icons and restaurants, movies, and weather rather than just a generic logo. Overall, this cleans up media insertion on Google Messages a great deal and acknowledges how emojis, GIFs, and stickers are the main form of content people want to add when messaging, followed by general media. Those expressive options are now consolidated into one menu. It's an alternative to the native Gboard experience, and it does streamline the process. This change comes to Google Messages with version 8.0, with many others seeing an update on the Play Store as of today. Just last week, Project Connected Home over IP, or CHIP, was rebranded ahead of the first devices launching later this year. Google at I/O 2021 announced support for Matter on Android and Google Nest devices. Matter provides one standard so that all smart home devices can support assistance from Google, Amazon, and Apple. The protocol runs on Ethernet, Wi-Fi, and Thread, while Bluetooth Low Energy is supported for setup. Today's announcement starts with Android getting built-in Matter support for seamless pairing, like in a fast pair manner. Meanwhile, the Nest Wi-Fi, Nest Hub Max, and second gen Nest Hub, which all feature Thread radios, will be certified as Matter connection points or hubs for stronger and faster accessory connections. Additionally, all Nest Hub and smart displays and speakers, including those with just Wi-Fi, will be able to control Matter devices, while Matter support will allow the latest Nest thermostat to be controlled by other supported platforms. Outside of the Matter for Android and Nest announcement, Google also detailed WebRTC support for audio and video streaming from security cameras or video doorbells to Nest Hub and phones. This allows for 50 to 80% improvements in latency. Google also now has a smart home directly to find compatible products. And finally, after years of seasonal pop-ups, Google has finally opening a retail store for its hardware division. The first physical Google store will be in Chelsea, directly under one of the company's New York City offices. At the Google store, you'll be able to browse and buy an extensive selection of products made by Google, including Pixel phones, Nest products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbooks. You'll also be able to pick up online orders. The company says this is an important step in their next hardware journey of providing the most helpful experience of Google wherever and wherever people need it. Besides shopping, there will be product support help from troubleshooting to cracked screen repairs and installations, as well as how-to workshops. Acknowledging COVID-19, Google says in-store shopping might look a little bit different than what customers are used to. For example, the number of people inside will be limited. Safety measures, including masks, hand sanitation, social distancing, and store cleanings, will be available multiple times a day. The physical storefront makes use of the existing former Port Authority building at 15th and 9th and their layout. It's the same Google logo, with the top row of windows being used to show product imagery in the render available today. Below that are large windows peering into the retail space. This first ever physical Google store will open this summer, with the company saying it will explore and experiment with possibilities of physical retail space and build upon the experience over the coming years.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.